the man of the hour, Brandon Merriweather, is here right now. So that's pretty good timing.
Man was just talking about you. Now he can talk to you while listening to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Everybody wants to hear what you have to say today. The cameras are here. Cameras are not
look,
here for,
look, check
for
this
us.
Out. Can we not talk about that?
Oh, we can't. No, we can't. We got it. We got it.
Why we can't leave that alone?
We got to talk about it. We got to talk about it. We don't have to get the, you know, the from A to Z on like what you were thinking and like the history of hits. But that was a pretty major play in the game yesterday. And just from your perspective, how did the play develop?
To be honest, we ran that play 1,000 times in practice. And the way it looked to me as in, you know, I seen every time in practice I broke on the ball. And the tight end caught it every time because I thought it was going to be overthrown, but the tight end always seemed to go and get it. So instead of me waiting for the ball to see was it overthrown, I just attacked, you know, I wasn't trying to hit the head contact him or trying to injure anybody, or play dirty in any kind of way. But, you know, it just happened.
What do you think when you see the replay?
To be honest, I haven't even seen it yet.
You haven't seen the replay?
Nah, everybody keep telling me about it, so I kind of don't want to see it, to be honest.
Well, you don't want to see it because of, why don't
yeah,
you want to see it?
Yeah, because I don't want to make a big deal out of it. You know, I think it was, you know, I was playing aggressive and, you know, something happened. It's nothing. I'm trying not to look at it and trying to make it a big deal like everybody else doing.
You know, if you do watch it, you know what you're going to see is that if you had played off, I think you would have intercepted it.
Yeah, I keep getting that too.
Because it looked like it was a catchable ball for you if you had played back, you know, the 2 yards where you started from, it looked like.
I agree. I've been told that several times. But, you know, this football, you know, you got a lot of good players that where you think one thing and another thing will happen, you know, in a split second. So you always got to make a split second decision, and my split second decision was to be aggressive and not wait for it.
You know, we were talking about that earlier because, you know, Rodney Harrison was on NBC saying we got to do something about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah,
I
heard him.
Well, what did you think? What did you think about it? Because I was going to ask another question, but that reaction leads to another question. What did you think about Rodney Harrison's comment?
Listen, man, that's Hot Rod got his opinion on a lot of things, and I think if he was playing, he wouldn't have never said anything about that like that. I don't think he would have said that, period, if he was playing still. So I think that's, you know, Hot Rod opinion is Hot Rod opinion. I think he made that opinion because he's not playing.
I agree with you. Actually, I was just saying that earlier to Dale, that Rodney Harrison can say that 2 years after playing. But if you think like that when you're playing, you're probably not a very good player because it's just you don't have the luxury of being here in front of a microphone. But how about this? Is it hard not to hit somebody in the head? Because I just think it's very simple. No helmet to helmet hits, and you can knock in it. You can knock people all around all day, but just no helmet to helmet hits. How is it for you going in and trying to avoid a helmet to helmet hit?
How do you avoid it? Like, really, how do you avoid it?
How do other people avoid it?
It's apparently not many people do. How many head to heads it was yesterday?
Six or seven.
Okay, so it's very hard because, like I said, you know, you never know what somebody gonna do. You know, you could try to go with your shoulder, but what if they move the same way you moving? Then it's still gonna be head to head. So it's a million different ways you could get head to head contact. So I don't know. I just think, man, you just gotta play aggressive. And you know, when things happen like this, you know, you just pray that don't nobody get hurt.
Were you afraid you weren't gonna get back into the game after that?
I don't know. You know, to be honest, I was just trying to stay positive and, you know, wait for my chance to get back in.
Now, interestingly, Vince was here a little while ago. and Vince said, you know, you can't take the penalty and all those things you're supposed to say. But he also said that hit might have turned things around for the defense. That a hit like that could have done something that made the defense more aggressive going forward.
Y'all got the stacks, right? What was the stacks after that hit and before? I think it was a lot better after than it was before. So, you know, if that's what we got to do to, you know, get our team going and to get our defense to, be more aggressive and be, you know, better on third down, then, you know, I'll take it.
As long as your pocketbook can afford it.
Well, I was going to go there. How's your wallet looking right now? It's about to get a little lighter.
Well, to be honest, I haven't, you know, the league haven't said anything to me yet. So as of right now, I'm not fine. So I hopefully, you know, I'm praying that, you know, they forget about it and don't send it.
And let me tell you what. Okay, if you don't, you talk about you're hoping and praying, that will be the equivalent of two fish and five loaves of bread. Okay, that'd be one of those type miracles. You are definitely gonna get fine. You'll get fine. But you think that will change the way you play?
No, no, not at all. Not at all.
So you continue to be?
I'm gonna be aggressive, point blank. I won't change my game. Period. I'm sorry it happened. You know, Heap is actually a real good friend of mine. You know, we got the same agent.
Still?
And yes, I talked to him yesterday and, you know, let him know that it wasn't intentional. And he told me he understood. He know I was just playing football. So, you know, but no, that's not going to change my game at all.
It's a really, and I said we weren't going to talk a lot about it, but it's just fascinating.
I see this. Are we talking about? What about the great win?
We're going to talk about the great win. We'll get there. But, you know, it's a fascinating thing because I watched you after you hit him. You hit him, and then you just got up and you walked away. You didn't stand over him, but you walked away. For us, we watch that and we say, oh, man, I hope that guy's okay. Oh, that was pretty nasty. For you, what are you thinking at that moment? Right after that hit, you don't see him get up. What's your thought process?
Actually, I was walking away because I thought he was finna hop right up. That's why I was just walking away. And then when I realized he wasn't, I kind of looked back and seen that he, you know, and started thinking, I hope he get up, you know. So other than that, you know, I was just trying to get ready and play the next play.
How much of what happened last January was in your guys' minds as you were getting ready to play yesterday? Because last January was pretty ugly against that team.
It's, I don't know, man, not much, you know, everybody want to make it like it was a revenge game. No, you know, not for me. For me, I just wanted to go out and play football and have fun, you know, and play against a team that, you know, a lot of people think is the best team in the National Football League right now.
Well, one of the things we were talking about, and Vince said this too, that was as physical a football game as I can remember. I mean, it was like old school football. And I'm not talking about your hit now. I'm talking about the start to finish.
It was. But I love them type of games. You know, whenever everybody in there having fun, you know, hitting each other and flying around and, you know, sacking the quarterback and throwing interceptions, you know, them type of games is fun.
And you guys made plays on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes, we did. We made a lot of them.
After the first series. Because the first series, it was like, man, are they ever going to get off the field?
Hey. Oh, we'll talk about that.
About the first series?
Oh, we'll talk about that. Let's talk about something else, please.
That's pretty good. It's like the Brandon Merriweather approach. If I don't like it, I won't talk about it. Let's talk about the good stuff.
So hold on. So when y'all interview Bill say, Bill talk around everything.
So y'all don't say
to Bill Belichick, if he don't want to talk about something, he just talk around it.
Just moves on. It is what it is. And next question. So you notice
just try to win a football game.
Yeah, exactly. You notice that he talks around stuff. But what do you think some of the challenges are of facing a Joe Flacco? Because to me, coming into the game, I didn't really have the proper respect for him. I thought he was okay. After watching him yesterday, I think he's a little more than okay. What are some of the challenges of dealing with a guy like that?
He's an athlete. He's a lot faster. His arm is a lot better than you think. You know, like watching film, you'll see him and be like, you know, is he really a first-round quarterback? But, you know, once you play against him and you actually get to, you know, just watch him playing in the game, you realize that he's something special. And he is. He's a very special quarterback. He makes plays when they need to be made.
Run defense, I thought, was the key to your win yesterday. How much was it emphasized for you guys in the secondary to help out on run defense? 34 carries, but only 2.9 yards a carry.
Oh, that's huge. That was huge. We that was one thing we really wanted to, you know, come into the game and set, you know, to show the lead that, you know, we can't stop the run. You know, because that was, you know, a big thing with us last year that we couldn't stop the run. And that's the reason they ran the ball down our throat last year. So.
And Ray Rice has run it down a lot of teams' throats.
Yeah, he did. He's a great back. He's a great back. He's very shifty. You know, he's small, and, you know, when he get behind a big lineman, it's hard to see him. But our front seven did a great job. They did a real good job, and they let, you know, the secondary focus on the pass a little more.
One of the key plays in the game, if you want to call it a play, was LaRon McClain pushing Cunningham and getting that 15-yard penalty, backed him up, really led to a winning drive from you guys. How difficult is it for you when you're in the game and somebody is saying something to show restraint? Because I'm sure McClain wasn't in it by himself. I'm sure Cunningham was saying some stuff to him, too.
I don't know. I'm usually the guy who's saying something. So I don't know.
But to say something, but not to actually put, you can, the officials don't really get on you for, they don't give you a 15-yard penalty.
If it's in between the whistle, then you could push and do what you want to do. You know, just say that, you know, after that whistle blow, you know, you just got to realize that, you know, you got to have an on and off switch. You can't touch after the whistle.
So you talk a lot during the game?
Yeah, I talk to everybody. Yeah.
You say nice things?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course. I look like I say mean things.
No talking junk out there, right?
Never. Not me.
good catch. You know, you're a hell of a player. Todd, I'm glad we have the same agent.
I don't know how we broke that play up.
I don't know, man. That's what I say, man. You know, that's pretty much what I do.
It's good to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, man.
That is Brandon Merriweather on Patriots Monday.
One more question. Do you know what happens to fines? I mean, when you get, because it's going to happen, but when you guys get fines, you know where that, somebody asked me that earlier, and I think it goes to NFL charities. Do you know what happens when players get fined, where the money goes?
No, I haven't been fined like that, no.
Talk to Vince.
Okay.
It's happened to him a lot.
Yes.
Vince will be able to answer that one for you. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes here on Sports Radio WEEI.